This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. If you read celebrity interviews, you know that when you get to the "if you could have dinner with any three people in history, who would they be?" question, a lot of people answer Jesus. For the Wednesday Book Report, Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates spoke with writer David Gregory, whose Dinner with a Perfect Stranger expands on that idea.
David Gregory Smith, who uses his first two names as his pen name, is a former Texas businessman who's now an ordained minister. A couple of years ago, he decided to write a book in which Jesus sits down with a modern man for dinner and a philosophical conversation. Dinner with a Perfect Stranger opens when Nick Kaminsky, an overworked, stressed-out, 30-something Cincinnati businessman, receives an odd letter. David Gregory.
And he receives an invitation to dine one night at a nice Italian restaurant. This comes completely out of the blue, anonymously, and he decides that some guys at work are playing a prank, as they are wont to do. And so he decides to go to the restaurant and see what they have up their sleeve, and he is seated with this fellow at the restaurant who, during the course of their dinner, he discovers really is Jesus of Nazareth.
Now, Nick can be forgiven if he's skeptical. This is not the Jesus of flowing robes and saintly speech portrayed here in the 1999 television movie, Jesus.
Do you believe I can help you?
Yes.
Rise up and walk.
No, this is a contemporary Jesus, an olive-skinned, dark-eyed man in a well-cut suit. He appreciates fine wine. He orders it, doesn't change it from the water glass, and knows an awful lot about ancient history because, after all, he was there. Nick finds the mystery guest strangely compelling, and David Gregory says Jesus' pull is consistent with the accounts at the time.
Jesus often comes across as this kind of zombied figure that is humorless and really doesn't interact with people in a real human way, and if you read the gospel accounts, the exact opposite was the case. Jesus was an incredibly engaging figure that people were very drawn to as a person.
But most important to Nick, and perhaps to readers who are not devout believers, Jesus presses him to examine why he believes what he believes. Instead of preaching to Nick, Jesus is appealing to Nick's vision of himself as a logical person, and it sometimes goes against the character's politically correct grain.
We live in an increasingly pluralistic society, and we are increasingly prone to just accept what other people may believe and say that's okay if it works for them.
But that's not okay for David Gregory. In what is probably the most controversial aspect of the book, Gregory says only the Judeo-Christian tradition can withstand objective scrutiny, something he says cannot be said of the Buddhist, Hindu, or Islamic religions.
When I look at Islam, I simply see considerable historical inconsistencies. For instance, in their claim that Jesus was a prophet, and yet what the Hebrew scriptures and then the New Testament say about the coming Messiah or the New Testament says about Jesus, that we can't rely on those things because the Hebrew scriptures and the New Testament have been corrupted. And yet, historically, there are no corrupted manuscripts that have ever shown up. There is no historical proof of any kind of corruption to that extent.
Although couched politely, this is strong stuff, and many non-Christians may find Gregory's assertions offensive. But Waterbrook Press, a division of Random House, is betting that Dinner with a Perfect Stranger is small and friendly enough that it will appeal beyond the traditional Christian audience. In fact, they've prepared two different reader's guides, one for readers who identify as Christians and one for readers Gregory describes as seekers, people interested in considering some of the points the book raises. Dinner with a Perfect Stranger's initial press run is a hefty 175,000, and USA Today has predicted it will be one of the sleeper hits of the summer. For his part, David Gregory will... Dinner with a Perfect Stranger's initial press run is a hefty 175,000, and USA Today has predicted it will be one of the sleeper hits of the summer. For his part, David Gregory will be happy if readers get at least this from his work.
I want them to come away with a better understanding of both the person and the work of Jesus Christ as a historical figure.
Jesus as a mainstream bestseller. Some publishers would consider that a miracle.
Jesus Christ, so must I. Oh, you can go what they say you are.
Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News, Los Angeles.
NPR's summer reading series now has some good choices of nonfiction books. Read excerpts along with earlier installments on fiction, children's literature, and cookbooks, all at npr.org.